the podcast came much later, and I should have started it. So like, for everybody listening, if you have any desire or thought to do a podcast, do not put it off. I should have done it so much, like 2 years sooner. I should have done it.
Hello, hello, hello. Do You Have a Blog Tribe? Pete here from Do You Have a Blog. It's the show for bloggers and podcasters who want to make money on the internet. Boom, shakalaka. And thank you for tuning in to today's episode. So up today, we have the one, the only, the man himself, Dustin Heiner. Dustin is he does a lot, actually. He has quit his job going on, a long time now. He's a real estate investor who, primarily did that in order to quit his job. We talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the episode. And then we move into starting podcasts and online businesses. So Dustin is a little bit of an oddball in the fact that he has three, not one podcast, not two podcasts, three podcasts. I mean, who does that, Dustin? I mean, really, buddy. No. So he started MasterPassiveIncome.com, his main blog and podcast and business, if I'm not mistaken. Talks about real estate investing, just doesn't have enough great things to say about his podcast. Been figuring out systems to make it much easier on himself to produce great podcasts. And then we talk a little bit about how he does that, as well as what does that bring him? Like, not only that podcast, but his other podcast, Successfully Unemployed.co. That's you can go find that there. I've been a guest on his podcast. But what does that bring him? What's the ROI? How does he make money from this? Like directly, like ads, sponsorships, or through the courses or memberships, digital products, like affiliate marketing? How does he make money from the different podcasts and his overall business? So that's what we talk about on this episode. A little bit of housekeeping here. So at the end of this episode, I will give you one or two of my top takeaways from this chat with Dustin. And you can also find the show notes at doyouevenblog.com/podcast. Doyouevenblog.com/podcast. You can find all of the show notes right there. So is that all I want to talk about? Yeah, I think that's all I want to talk about. I always get to this part in my intro and I'm like, I should do some other call to action here. Like I should take advantage of people listening to the podcast. And I'm like, let's just get to the show. You know what? I got one for you. I will give you a CTA call to action. If you love this podcast, go and leave me an Apple Podcast review. 5-star, 1-star. I read every single one of them and I really appreciate it. And I love you. So if you love this podcast, go leave a review. There you go. Hashtag call to action. Hashtag awkward intro. Hashtag, podcasting. Anyways, without further ado, please, Pete, without further ado, I will bring on the one, the only, Dustin from Master Passive Income and Successfully Unemployed. Dustin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pete. I am super excited to be here on with you.
I am super excited to talk to you as well. But why don't we kick it off with this? I got my notes here in front of me. The majority of this is focused around, you've been in real estate for 14, 15 years, I think, if I heard that correctly.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Real estate investing. That's great. You make great money there, I'm sure. What prompted you to get into online business, producing the podcast, all this sort of stuff? What kicked that off?
It really came out of me quitting my job. And my whole goal for 10 years, when I was 27 years old, I realized, man, I hate working for somebody else. I need to stop and I need to figure out a way to do it. So I started investing in real estate. And then as I was quitting my job, I realized that I had so many people asking me, well, how are you quitting your job? And I would tell, that's the first question. How? And I tell them through investing in real estate, buying rental properties. I make $250 or more on every property that I buy. Now I have 30 plus properties, so I don't need to work. And so looking now from them asking that first question, how? And then the next question is, will you show me? And I was like, yeah, I'll show you. And so I was showing people literally one-on-one, and it's great. I really enjoy doing it. And I realized, though, I have so limited time. If I teach people one-on-one, I can only teach very, very few people. And then I realized there's a way to teach more people through podcasting, through YouTube, through having a blog and membership and courses and group coaching, which I love to do. Now I can reach so many more people and just share how amazing it is and how easy, not easy, it's not necessarily easy, it's simple. It's very simple to invest in real estate. It's just, we got to get over the hurdles to get that first property. But that is what got me in there, because so many people, I got so many people asking me that same question over and over again. I realized I better do something about it. I better start telling more people about it. There might be something in it.
Yeah. You almost broke into an awesome real estate course, infomercial there that we see on late night TV. you know, the guys,
We actually went to one of those seminars one time. I told my wife, I was like, you realize they're going to do nothing but upselling us on the actual product, right? Like, this is a free real estate investing seminar. It's just going to be a pitch. She's like, yeah, okay, we're going to go anyways. And we did. And we didn't buy anything, but we went to one of those things. Anyways, sorry.
I did too. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely did too. And I spent $1,000 on that seminar. Sorry, I went to the free seminar. And then afterward, everybody run to the back. Run to the back right now. Yeah. And then I did. And then I was like 25, 26. And I spent $1,000. And I went to that 2-day seminar that they had, such high level overview that you don't. And this is, I'm glad you didn't do this, but it got me going, which was good. And at that seminar, so many things that they told you that you literally didn't know anything to actually get started. It was just basically so broad overview, but it got me into it. But after it, after that 2-day seminar, it's basically 1 day and maybe a half day, the rest of the half of the second day was sales. They said, now we showed you how to do it. Now you give us $40,000 to teach you how to flip a property. That's one course. Then $50,000 to teach you how to do rental properties. Then $60,000 how to do that. I'm like, what? This is a racket. And I realized then I'm in a scheme, a funnel to get them to get money. But then I stopped that, did it all on my own, did so many things wrong, and figured out how to do it right. Yeah.
So part of what I love about your entire brand, I mean, we've hung out at conferences now. The Dustin that's currently like talking on the podcast, that's exactly how you like talk in real life. Like you have a, I'm not gonna say like you're the most honest person ever, but you're not building that brand. And in real estate investing, that's like kudos to you, like props, like people need that. People need what you have to offer. So walk me through the process of starting that. Like what year did you're trying to get away from like the one-on-one stuff. You're going to start the online business, something that scales a little better. What year was this roughly?
When I started Master Passive Income?
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry. It was, I think I really started like in 2016.
Okay. 2016. What was the first thing? The podcast? Did that actually come first?
No, it was the blog. I started the blog. And then I wrote a book really quickly afterwards, and it was going to be just an ebook. I just wanted to create a book because I knew that you need to have a lead magnet. And I just started writing. I had so much in my brain, and this is the first time really putting anything like pen to paper and really start putting everything down. And so I had the blog, and before I get to finishing out the book, I got to say on my blog, because my goal and what I was sharing was how to quit your job. And I was writing the book, How to Quit Your Job with Rental Properties. And that's my best-selling book that I have, How to Quit Your Job with Rental Properties. I was writing that book, but I felt like a fraud because I was still working a job. So what I did was to help myself to get over that hurdle and hopefully get people to realize, hey, this guy's actually serious. On my blog, on masterpassiveincome.com, at the very top right-hand corner, where normally it's like people go there and like click here to get this. It was a countdown timer for when I would quit my job. It was like 1 year, 8 months, 3 days, and this many hours. And here's the funny thing. I was still working a job, hiding it from all my coworkers, hiding it from my boss. And then there was one day I get a call. My boss says, I go, hey, hello. And he goes, hey, Dustin, would you please come to my office? And I said, sure. And I hung up. For some reason, I just thought, this might be, because I didn't tell anybody. Nobody, like even my close friends, I wasn't telling anybody because of this. I walk into the office. He says, hey, would you please close the door? So I close the door. I'm getting a little nervous. My palms start to get a little sweaty. And I'm like, is this the day that he's going to ask me if I'm going to quit my job? And I sit down and he goes, hey, so I heard you're going to be quitting your job soon. I'm like, I made a mental switch. And instead of being scared, I was like, yes, of course. Why would I want to continue working for somebody else when I could work for myself? And so I literally turned it on its head and I said, yes. And he goes, oh, okay. So do you have a plan? I'm like, yes, I absolutely have a plan. It's going to be, within a year or two, I'm still buying real estate. Anyways, it was a fun conversation because in my head, I literally switched it. So I can now be not necessarily aggressive, but like, I don't need to be on the defensive. I literally have it. I could quit right now and be totally fine. So it was good.
So let's talk about job quitting for just a second. We'll come back to the story. I want to hear about you had the countdown timer, which is awesome, by the way. It's just a fun idea. I do want to talk about podcasting in a minute, but what did the first like 6 to 12 months feel like? I guess you'd already kind of built up enough, well, quite frankly, passive income before that. So you probably felt okay. Was there any like nerves there?
It was so, I could have quit 2 years before when I actually did. And like I was talking about writing my book, How to Quit Your Job with Rental Properties, creating the Master Passive Income, the podcast came much later and I should have started it. So like for everybody listening, if you have any desire or thought to do a podcast, do not put it off. I should have done it so much, like 2 years sooner, I should have done it. But as after creating the Master Passive Income blog, creating the book, it took me another 2 years before I started the podcast. Now, as I'm doing all of that, I'm realizing that I already have so much money in passive income from my rental properties. Like I said, I already had, at that time, I think I had like 25 properties making me $250 or more in passive income every single month. So when I quit my job, it was time. I had already had enough money for the previous 2 years and I was so ready to quit. So here's another quick little story. So I had 500 hours of vacation time to spend, to burn or cash out when I quit. And I realized I have another year. I'm refinancing some properties. I could literally quit right now, but I thought, with my 500 hours of vacation and sick time, if I spent it, there's some great things. Number one, I'm still employed and I still can get financing on properties. Number two, I accrue more vacation time as I spend my vacation time. So let me do that. Number three, I still have insurance. Number four, I still have security of the job. So many other great things. So what I did for the entire year, I spent all 500 hours. I went to like Boston for a week with my family. I just traveled for a week. I even took 2 weeks off just to sit around the house. And then around Christmas time, I took a week off. I said, hey, boss, I'm going to take a week off. Actually, I think it was 2 weeks off. And I was going to come back and work for two more weeks. And remember, I could have quit 2 years before. And I was just prolonging because I was scared, like losing that W-2 job and losing that guaranteed paycheck. So I go off on 2 weeks and I'm starting to work on Master Passive Income, being like, okay, let me start working on the podcast. Let me start working on courses and stuff like that. And then I go back to work after 2 weeks off. My first day back, I didn't realize, okay, I'm going to work for two more days, give them a 2 week notice. And in that first day, I'm literally sitting there in the first 5 minutes in my chair. What am I doing here? Why in the world am I here? I don't need this job. And so I went back to my boss. I literally got up like an hour later after just chit chatting, drinking coffee with my coworkers. Hey, boss, I know I was going to give you two more weeks, but I gave you a year and a half notice. I can't do this anymore. I got at the end of the day, I'm leaving. He's like, oh, okay. So that was for me. I already have a huge, huge safety net, which is my rental properties. And that's my retirement. I'm going to pass that down to my kids and all that sort of stuff. But when I started Master Passive Income, it's really a passion. I literally don't need to do this. I literally don't need to do anything. It's just so much fun to talk about real estate and teach people, all my students that buy their first property to buying their next property to actually quitting their job. It's a dream. Like every time they do that, I feel like I did it all over again.
That's awesome. How long has this been going? In 2016, you started. When did the membership come into play? Like, when did you start launching products?
Well, the product, first one, obviously, was my book. When I wrote that, because I was writing an ebook, I knew I needed a lead magnet, but I kept writing it, kept writing and kept writing. There's so much to give. And I realized, my goodness, this is too much of a lead magnet. They're not going to want it. They're not going to read it. So I put it into a book. Wrote three other books since then. So I have four books selling right now. So that was my first product. And really, that's good calling cards or good business cards to, hey, the better thing is, and because I know I'm not a writer that I'm going to keep publishing books. The next thing after that was I started my podcast after writing books. So I started my podcast and loved doing my podcast. And really, and this is the way I do my podcast for Master Passive Income. And like you said, I actually have three podcasts right now, but awesome. So with Master Passive Income, it's 90% my content, like me literally teaching everything about real estate to my audience, and 10% interviews. And the reason why is because I wanted people to buy into me. If I just did a bunch of interviews of other people, they might get me, but they get other people. I want them to buy into me. Now, fast forwarding to now, like literally right now, when you talk about membership and coaching, which I coach people how to invest in real estate and my courses, they buy into me so much more so if they listen to my podcast, because it's a self-weeding process. If like, as you could tell, I have very low energy. I'm just kidding. I'm a high energy type of person. And so if that turns somebody off, they're going to turn off the podcast and then not listen to it ever again, which is fine. I'm not going to waste their time. They're not going to waste my time. But the people that like what I say, like how I say it, like my personality, all that sort of stuff, they grab onto that. And I'll give you this. When somebody calls me up or when I talk to somebody and I talk to them about coaching, and they wanted to go with me for coaching in real estate, the first question I always ask is, how did you find me? Literally 95% of the people that actually get into coaching with me, or actually even on that call, just the first call to see if they want to do coaching, 95% is because they either heard my podcast, they found it on, you know, iTunes or whatever, or Google, and they started listening to it, or they heard me on somebody else's podcast and then started listening to my podcast. So all that combined, the podcast, even though I don't get paid a dime, I don't do sponsorships, I don't do ads, I don't do anything, I would never stop that because I get so much money coming in from my podcast into my courses and coaching and membership. So from there, from the pod, so, you know, blog, book, then the podcast, and then I created a course. And I created that because people wanted coaching. They wanted to start investing in real estate, but they maybe had $1,000. Like there are ways to invest with low or no money down, but it is super, super hard to actually do that. It takes so much work. It's so much easier if you got to $10,000. If anybody comes to me and says, Dustin, I have $10,000. I want to start investing and getting passive income. Like, yes, you're there. We can do that. So I created another course that taught people to get to $10,000. To get back to your question about the membership, I literally just started my membership as we're recording. It was probably about 3 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. I basically bundled everything together. And the way a membership works, it's basically leasing the courses and the content as opposed to owning it. So they can buy it, my Ultimate Real Estate Investing System, for $3,000. They can get, and literally, I mean, hundreds of hours, at least 150 videos in there that are like 5 to 15 minutes long. I mean, it's all encompassing. It's huge. So they can buy that for $3,000, or they can get in with me for $189 a month. And so if they work with me for an entire year, that's less than buying the entire course. And they get group coaching, and they get the mastermind with other students. So all that combined, that's my most recent thing, is the podcast feeds into everything I do for coaching and membership and everything. But the membership is absolutely fantastic.
Okay. So we're going to switch gears a little bit. How'd you get the audience? Going back to 2016, starting Master Passive Income, obviously you can't sell a $3,000 course to just like nobody on your very first day. So how did you acquire the eyeballs? How did you start to reach people and grow an audience to sell to?
It really came down to people saying, or listening to awesome people like Do You Even Blog, or honestly, I got to definitely have to say that Pat Flynn, Smart Passive Income, because I was making passive income and I was really, you know, real estate is fantastic. I literally don't do anything. Blogging, you still have to continue. Podcasting, you still have to continue. I don't have to do a thing with my rental properties. That's like truly passive because my property managers, everybody else does the work for me. But I was first listening to Smart Passive Income. He was making $150,000 a month. I said, shoot, if I could just make 1% of that, that's like food money. That's like, you know, pay a mortgage. Like, yeah. let me go down that route. Plus, I saw the passion that Pat Flynn and also that you have in helping other people, which is fantastic. I love helping other people. And I saw the option of helping more people and being able to make a little bit of money on top of that to provide for my family. So sure. To get that first audience, I was just trying to soak up as many ways possible that people, experts like you, Pete, are saying, okay, get a blog, start writing content. If they're putting good content out there that people are going to want, like Google's going to send people to you. They're brilliant at doing their job. There's putting one person in front of your piece of content. If it is good enough for them to digest at that right time, they do that very, very well. And what I love about that is the more content that I put out, the more people that find me, the more people find me actually translates into more people wanting my content. So basically writing blog posts, that's number one. That didn't do very much because I was not good at writing blog posts. Once I quit my job, one of your first questions, it's quitting my job. I literally quit my job and didn't do anything for almost a year. Even with Master Passive Income, I was twiddling my thumbs and tinkering, maybe writing one blog post. I would even write a blog post and put that out. And then the next week, like, man, I should put another blog post out. One that I wrote a year ago, I'm just going to, you know, put a new date on it and put that one out there.
Yeah,
I wasn't doing it right. I was just tinkering. Okay. But fast forward to now, writing article. Now, right now, if I were to start everything over, it would be writing article after article after article and doing a podcast. Those are the main two things for me. If I were to start everything brand new, write article after article. And well, let me one other third one I'll throw in there, YouTube as well. So YouTube, podcast, and articles. But here's the brilliant thing. It is literally the same content. You don't have to have different content for each channel. It's the same content for every single channel, just put differently. Now, this is exactly what I do now. So I'm going to give everybody my pro tip, how I get articles, podcasts, and YouTube all done at once and can grow both. So this is what I do. I know what I could do SEO search or search engine optimization, find out what people are searching for. And I, you know what, that's a good topic. Let's say, I'll give you really specific. What is wholetailing? Wholetailing is like wholesaling of real estate and flipping at the same time. I don't need to get into the weeds of that, but I found a keyword. I said, wholetailing. I don't even know what that is. Let me research it. Okay. I know what that is. I could talk about it. So what I did was I wrote an outline. Okay. Topic. What is wholetailing? Cause I found that in SEO outlined what I should talk about. Didn't even write out the article. Then I turn on my phone. I put it on me. I literally, like, if you can't see this right now, but on my desk, I turn my phone on me. So it's recording me. I do my podcast. So I have my outline, go step by step, talking in the podcast, record me with my camera facing me. And then I purpose that out to be a podcast and a YouTube. And then I send that note, I send it over, the audio over to my show notes writer. She doesn't just write show notes. Show notes are, I think they're a waste in my opinion. She actually turns it into an entire, there you go, Pete, you know what I'm talking about. She turns that into an entire blog post. I pay her, and I'm really blessed. I found her, pay her $30 and, per episode that's under 40 minutes, $40 if it's over 40. I know it's great.
I'm going to need her email address right after we hang up. No.
All right. But, and she, the articles that she writes, they're like 3,000 words. And so I have a whole awesome article. I have an awesome podcast. And I take that video, put it into YouTube. Same content done one time, all out to everywhere. That's how I would, if I were starting over, well, I'm doing it now. But if I were starting over, that's exactly what I would do.
Do you edit all of your own YouTube videos and podcasts?
I absolutely edit my own podcast. That is so simple. I love editing. I wouldn't say I love it. It's just so easy. And I have a system down. I know when I need to, I paused here. I can see a little gap and I know I need to edit that. I have it down. I have that system down. Now, YouTube editing, it's a little different. I've actually been talking to other companies about having them do editing on for me. So not that, but podcasting, literally, I would, on a Tuesday night, need to release an episode. I get 12:01 a.m. Wednesday morning. And like at 10 p.m., I'm like, oh man, I forgot to do a podcast. Okay, I pull out the microphone. And then obviously this is not the setup with the setup with the camera and everything. I literally just set it all up, record a 30-minute, maybe 35-minute podcast episode with a YouTube video, and then edit it literally in 10 minutes. Like no longer than that. Purpose it out, put it on I use Libsyn. Libsyn's great for me. Red Circle. I also use Red Circle for one of my podcasts because it's free. And within, I want to say maybe 50 minutes, I have an entire podcast done and up on my channel live. So I do it all myself.
Yep. Yeah. Let me just rant for a second here. A good rant, not a bad rant. The positive rant. I think so many people, and this is a great pitch for me for podcasts, of course, but so many people just don't understand what podcast editing looks like these days. By the way, 10 years ago, it would not have been quite that easy. Like there was no Hindenburg, there was no Aphonic, there was no like, I don't know. There were way less tools and also way less tutorials out there on YouTube for you to go and learn how to do GarageBand or Audacity or what do you use? What's your
Audacity.
Your tool set? Audacity? Okay. Yeah, but nowadays it's just, like you said, it's simple. It's easy. Oh, no, I gotta say easy. It's kind of like real estate investing. It's not necessarily easy right off the bat, especially, but you learn it and you realize how simple it can be. And then you create your own systems. Everybody I know who edits their own show, both podcasting and YouTube, but especially podcasting, they end up creating their own little systems. And then after a while, even as much as like a month, 2 months, they got like 3 episodes under their belt, 5-10 episodes under their belt. They get a lot more proficient and a lot faster. I just want to like throw that out to the universe.
Absolutely. I'll tell you that I currently have 3 podcasts, but I also had another one. My brother and I did The Walking Dead Show. We just wanted to try a podcast we like The Walking Dead and we just wanted to do a podcast to get that bugs out of our system. Cause we knew we wanted a podcast for our own channels, Master Passive Income. He has Smart Poker Study, which is teaching people how to play poker. Anyways, we wanted to do a podcast. We wanted to test it out. So let's shoot. I don't care if anybody listens. Let's just do a podcast, get all those weeds out, or like all of our, you know, all that out of our system. So we're not nervous anymore and we can get it done. But now for me, honestly, it's been like 400 podcasts now that I've done and all that. Literally, Pete, you're 100% right. If you do it 4 or 5 times, you're going to see how simple it is. Now, like I said, it literally takes me, including recording, 50 minutes to create a 35-minute podcast episode.
I love that. That's awesome. So is that, that's the third one, right? Successfully unemployed, master passive income, and the Walking Dead one?
No. So we stopped the Walking Dead one. And this is when I said I should have done it sooner. Well, we stopped liking Walking Dead. It got a little out of it. It's set in Georgia, which I know you'd like,
yeah.
But, but no, it, we just got, we wanted to start doing our own thing with Master Passive Income and Smart Poker Study for him. But we have a current one. Oh, I got to tell you this. Literally just yesterday, this happened and I was so elated. So my brother and I wanted to just, he lives in California. I live in Arizona. And so we're 600 miles away. And this is a great way for us. He podcasts, I podcast. They said, let's start something like The Walking Dead, but different. And so, but we don't want to get us stuck on a show that we could eventually not like. Let's do movies. So anyways, long story short, we have a podcast called The Watch and Learn Podcast, where it's just us watching movies together, or not together, like separately, but then we go and we talk about it, we review it, we give our grade, we say what lessons we learned, like, because growing up, we watched so many movies and learned lessons. And so anyways, fast forward to now, we have that third podcast where we release every single week. We get about 50 people downloading every single time we release the episode. But even if nobody did, we still love it because we talk together. But Pete, get this. So we interviewed. We reviewed a movie called Rocket Man that was made back in like 1997.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that movie.
You know of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. So Marlon Williams is the main character. He's the actor. He's hilarious. I love that movie. I give it an A+. Like if you fast forward to what grade I give it. So I gave it an A+. Yesterday, my brother also loved it too. We talked about it. We talked about how much fun it was, and my kids love it. Yesterday, I literally get a message from Marlon Williams, the main actor.
Are you serious?
The actor. He sends, yes, he goes to our page on Facebook, the Watch and Learn Podcast, and sends a message that goes to both my brother and myself. And he literally says, you know what, I'm going to pull it up right now because it was so fun. So Marlon Williams, like, he has been in so many other movies. You know, I can't really find it right now. I'm not going to pull it up. Anyway,
Half-Baked.
I don't want to waste the time.
That's what I always
he was
Half-Baked.
Yes, he was in that as well. And so what he said was that he thoroughly enjoyed listening to the podcast. He thanked us for reviewing and giving such a great review and grade on the show. And he loved that our kids love that and that we appreciate how much work and how hard work it was to make something that funny. And he reached out and literally wrote that to me. I replied back. First I called my brother. Dude, Marlon Williams just sent us a message for our podcast. And he was elated too. So my brother and I both messaged him back. So that's fun. I just had to give that. I haven't told anybody that. That's great.
That's super cool. Yeah, it's not like necessarily like an A-list celebrity, but that guy's recognizable. Like if you see him in a movie, you're like, oh, I know that guy. He's been in like a lot of stuff. That's awesome.
Absolutely. I number one, for him to reach out, but number two, to actually listen to the entire podcast. I said, wow, what a good guy. So yeah, I have three podcasts now. And Pete, I got to tell you, having PodCourse, I think everybody should take PodCourse because you can literally do this. And once you do it, you're going to be like, man, this is a no-brainer doing a podcast. I could literally do another podcast if I really wanted to. That's why I started Successfully Unemployed, my other podcast where I interview great people like you, Pete. Actually, you're the first person I've actually had on twice now,
right,
which is great. I love podcasting. Podcasting is fantastic. So we could talk more. Like, what are questions you have?
Let me ask you this then. I have my own answer to this, but I want to hear you say it first. I'm curious to hear what you think. So a lot of people, they are a little confused or they can't see the big picture of podcasting ROI. Like, what is this going to make me? Like, I understand some podcasts have sponsorships, but those are like the big shows. And I did my homework. I looked into like CPMs or RPMs or whatever, and it's not that much. And it'd take a while to grow that podcast. Is this going to make me money? What value is this going to bring me an ROI on my time? Like whatsoever. What would you tell those people?
So actually just today, and I know it's not going to happen. I get pitched all the time for people to come onto my podcast. That's one way you could possibly make money. If somebody wants to be on your podcast, I literally replied to the guy and said, well, the minimum fee to come on my podcast is $1,000 sponsorship. You have to pay $1,000 to be on my podcast. More than like, I don't want them on is really what it comes down to, because it's my podcast. But if they're going to come on, they better make it worth my while. But getting to your question of how much you're going to make, or what you're going to make, or anything. Oh,
sorry. Let me interrupt. My friend Dennis did the same thing. It wasn't $1,000. I don't know if he was joking or what, but somebody asked to like come on his podcast and he literally just thought like, yeah, it's $100. Like literally that's it. Like no documentation or whatever. He was just like, yeah, $100. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, where do I send it? And he's like, wait a minute. hold up. And to this day, he does it officially. He's like, yeah, I don't know how much it is now. Maybe it's like $100 still, or $250 or something. He's made like thousands of dollars from people requesting to come on his podcast, and he just like replies like, yep, that's $250, and people pay it. That's
insane. Is it a chain of wealth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I met them at FinCon. They're great people. Dennis is a good guy. Yeah, that's great.
I love Dennis. I absolutely love Dennis. Anyways, I'm so sorry. I cut you off. You were saying.
Yeah, Dennis is great. And he is the one that I learned that from, because he said that really? That's what he does. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I just delete that email, or just tell him, stop emailing me. Instead, I'm like, if you're going to make it worth my while, yeah, I'll have you on. So I'm going to start doing that, $1,000 minimum every single time. But I would literally, if I never got paid a dime for podcasting, I would continue doing podcasting. And the reason why is because I don't make money from ads or sponsorships, but I do have ads inside of my podcast. It's for everything that I produce for my real estate investing courses, coaching, membership. That's where I make my money. And like I said, even if I did not ever get paid, and I don't get paid, I'll boil this all down. For Master Passive Income, I will literally never stop doing a podcast, because I get so many people realizing, number one, that they can do it. Number two, that I'm the person for them. And number three, my system is the right way. My coaching is the right way to do it. So there are ways, you know, sponsorships, getting ads and all that sort of stuff. I literally never went down that route. So I can't really speak to that, but I make so much more money. Like literally, if somebody wants to, I'm not going to say how much I make on coaching. I can't do that. But if somebody's going to make, let's say, a lot of money on one per episode for a sponsorship, I make 100 times that on whatever sponsorship somebody's going to pay me to put an ad inside there, if not 1,000 times that with all of the people that I'm helping. So I would literally continue doing it, and will continue doing it.
Yep. 100%. 100%. Yeah, I agree on all counts. My personal answer was pretty much exactly what you just said. I've only had one larger, like, official sponsorship across my podcast, and it was great. That was great money. Before that, yeah, the money I made from courses, memberships, products, launches, affiliate marketing even, just dwarfed that. But, and I tell people this all the time, it's not directly like podcast monetization. None of that would have happened if it were not for the podcast. Like the guests, the relationships that I made, the connections that I made, the audience that I have, the engagement, like that absolutely never would have happened. And the reason I know that is because I started 50 blogs before I started doing a blog. None of it had any sort, like, it didn't even come close to like starting the podcast. And to this day, most of the people I talk to, like, you had Josh Elledge on your show. Josh is a crazy dude. Like, that guy will straight up tell you,
he sure is.
I have my podcast because it gets me clients. That's the only reason I do a podcast. I look for potential clients to my service business, which he makes like $250,000 a year. He's like, I find potential clients and invite them on the podcast. That is like, it's a win-win-win-win-win. I promote them. I have an audience. I have downloads. That helps them out. And it also helps me out. Like, I try and nurture that relationship straight up. Like, my podcast is for my business. And for those, like you said, everybody should start a podcast or should seriously consider it. I just want people to know, this is my answer to the question. I'm allowed to rant on my own podcast, I guess. My answer is, hang on, I forgot what I was going to say. I had two really good points.
Well, you were saying if you should start, or if you're thinking about starting.
Yeah. No, I really don't remember.
While you're thinking, I have something I want to share. I want to add to what you're saying, another way to make money. So Josh Elledge is another great way. Like, this is people that are in the online space. But if you are somebody that lives in a certain area and you have a business, like, let's say you're a realtor, or you do something in a local city, and how can I use a podcast to help me build my local business? I found this is brilliant. This guy started doing this and I was blown away. So what he did, I can't remember exactly what he does, but he wants to reach out to other people in businesses inside of his city. So it's like San Diego, yeah, out and about San Diego or something like that. He goes and reaches out to companies who could be potentially his clients. He literally goes to them and says, I have a podcast. I want to highlight you. I want to highlight your business on San Diego, the best of San Diego. They're like, oh, what? Really? You have an audio? Okay. So that's his foot in the door. He interviews them. they get to realize, hey, you know, this guy, what Marco or whatever his name, he's a good guy. Okay, well, you know, you help me. You know, what do you do again? Oh, yeah, this is what I do, and I help, blah, blah, blah. He says he gets so many clients through the podcast, and he also helps them. It's just a win-win-win. It's fantastic having a podcast.
So if I were a pro podcaster, I would edit out that long pause I had a minute ago. Thank you for saving me, by the way. That's how you know Dustin's a pro podcaster as well, that he actually is like, while you think, while you be an idiot over there in Pete Land with your brain farts, like, let me end with a cool story. Pro podcaster, Dustin. If I were a pro podcaster, I would edit my silence. I'm not going to. I'm going to leave it in for good reason. But I thought of what I was going to say, and this speaks to what you just said. I wrote down on my notes here so I wouldn't forget it. That's not what podcasting is for. A lot of people are looking at podcasting like a blog or like a YouTube channel, like, oh, YouTube, SEO. YouTube's owned by Google. YouTube videos show up in search results, acquisition. I'm going to get new eyeballs. I'm going to grow my business that way. Blog, same thing. I'm going to pump out, you know, Pinterest pins and, you know, write for search and organic and whatever. And I'm going to grow my business that way. And that's great. You should do those things. That's for acquisition. And it's for, you could build trust and authority and follower loyalty on those channels as well. But podcasting is different. Like, it's not specifically for growing new, I was going to say eyeballs. It's always weird when people say that, but I say it a lot. It's not just for growing new eyeballs. It's not just for acquisition. Can you find people new to your brand through podcasting? Yes, of course. You could do that, but that's not really what it's for. It's for the know, like, and trust factor. It's for building the connections, even like getting directly in front of potential clients like your friend and like Josh or whatever. It's for that. That's what podcasting is for. So people, I'm answering my question about, you know, what's the ROI of podcasting? Am I really going to make money with this? Hell yeah. But you got to know what it's for, and you got to treat it that way. There you go. There's my rant. I remembered. I'm proud of myself now.
Good job, man. Yeah, I completely agree with you.
I'll be here all day.
I know that people that continually listen to me over and over again, I get emails all the time. I've listened to all your episodes. Like, I'm binging through them all right now, or I just can't wait to the next one. All that. They love it because I'm helping them. That's the biggest thing. It's and our podcast, we help people. It's not like just us talking about normal everyday life, but we're helping people. And so that's the great thing about podcasts, is that no like and trust factor. You're completely right. And if they don't like me, they're going to turn it off. They self-witted themselves out, and I'm good.
I love it. So let me ask you one or two, like, rapid fire, quote unquote, some more rapid fire questions here, Dustin. Number one, who are you learning from right now? So maybe besides Pat Flynn, we already threw him out there. I still listen to Pat, by the way, after years and years and years, just because he's a likable dude and then people like his brand and I'm one of them. But aside from him, who are you learning from? Blog, podcasting, YouTube, books, anything?
I try to learn from every single person that I talk to. And what I have been surprisingly excited about and surprised in, that I learned so much. So I started Master Passive Income, that whole entire brand. And then I wrote a book called Successfully Unemployed, because there were so many lessons, like literally 16 different lessons that I learned as I was quitting my job to be successfully unemployed. So I wrote that book. I thought it was a clever title, and I put that on there. And then, so there's a conference that you and I go to, Pete, called FinCon, or Financial Bloggers Conference. And I was wearing my shirt. It has my logo, Master Passive Income, on top, and successful, big words, literally written out on the chest, Successfully Unemployed. And no kidding, I could not walk down the halls without somebody stopping me and saying, I love your shirt, or that is awesome, or can I take a picture of it, or can I take a selfie with you? I'm like, oh my goodness, like, they don't know me. They're not identifying with me. They're identifying with the brand, the idea of being successfully unemployed. And so I said, you know what? Light bulb, what is going on with the successfully unemployed? Let me do something with that. So what I decided to do, because I make my money through real estate. Master Passive Income is just for fun. It's passion. And successfully unemployed, I thought, you know what I can do? I can help so many more people, because my whole goal is to get so many people to not go to college and not have to work a job. Like, there are so many other ways to do it.
Preach.
And I said, yeah, exactly. Not everybody wants real estate. I personally think it's fantastic, and all my students do, but there's so many other ways to do it. So I said, you know what I want to do? I want to create a podcast called Successfully Unemployed, where I interview great people that have already become successfully unemployed, so that they can literally talk to you or teach me as if I had no clue. step by step. Not because there's a lot of podcasts where people say, how did you do it? Tell me the step. Step one, step two. Then what did you do? I never really gravitated towards those. I wanted my podcast to be, you literally teach me step. Okay, what's step one? Now what's step two? Don't say what you did. What should we do? And so I started successful on the point. Now getting to your question of who am I learning from? Surprisingly amazing thing about Success When Employed. I did this for other people. I am learning so much from these other entrepreneurs. I knew I would, but I'm learning even so much more than I ever thought I could because they're so brilliant. They've already become Success When Employed. I've interviewed almost like 80 different entrepreneurs or business owners or side hustle experts that have already done this. I'm learning so much from them. And so I'm going to round out this one with this one quick little story about Success When Employed, which is a huge win for me. It was probably about a week ago. I got a message, a Facebook message from a friend of mine. So my friend, I interviewed her on Successfully Unemployed. She taught how to do children's books, how to write children's books, how to get artists and stuff to draw, publish them and all that stuff. She's done like at least 10 of them. She's great at it. She's a friend of mine. She's a missionary in Germany. My family, we actually went to Germany, visited with them, stayed with them for like a week. They're really good friends. She has her own business teaching this and coaching him. So I interviewed her on the show. What was fantastic, I get a message from her that, like last week, that she got a coaching student from listening to my podcast and found her through that pod. She was just a normal listener of the podcast. This lady didn't realize that she wanted to actually write children's books, heard the show, saw the steps or listened to the steps and said, you know what? I'm going to reach out to her. She coaches. She reached out, she just said, I want to do coaching. So for me, it's a win-win-win. Number one, my whole goal is to teach people how to be successful and employed. Number two, to highlight the experts like you, Pete, who've been on twice now, experts and showing how to actually do it. And number two, showing my audience how it is that they can be successful and employed, giving them so like hundreds and thousands of options to do it and pick one and you can do it. So I can't say enough about podcasting. I would never stop doing it.
That's awesome. That's a really cool story. Thank you. It always makes my day when you hear stuff like that. I'm always blown away. I'm going to brag on myself. This is a humble brag, 100%.
It's your show. You absolutely can brag as much as you want.
I'm about to humble brag. And actually, it's not humble bragging on me. It's humble bragging on everybody who's listening to this, my audience, which I'm actually very proud of. I'll have like a week or two where I see like very low engagement. Like I'll send out an email, like not a whole lot of responses. Or some weeks I'm like overwhelmed with my inbox in a good way. It's like, oh, people email me. It feels nice. And then it'll like drop off or whatever. And it never fails. Like when that happens, inevitably, I'll get an email from like a past guest. For example, recently it was my friend Anthony, who's actually been on the podcast twice. He reached out. He's like, dude, I want to like come back on your show again. He writes books. He's like, my publisher's like, you need to go get back on that blogging podcast because like everybody who buys your book like comes from that podcast. I was like, oh wow, that's cool. And I forgot somebody else. Like, yeah, several people like reached out to me after our podcast episode. I was like, what? They didn't even talk to me. They're emailing you. This is awesome. Anyways, I love that. I love when audiences will actually. Well, it's really just taking action on a podcast, which everybody's like, oh, no one takes action on podcasts. They're in their car. They're doing laundry. They're not at their computer ready to work on their blogs or ready to, you know, start looking for properties to invest. Oh, no, people still take action. It's a podcast. It's awesome. Anyways, sorry, I'm rambling now. Dustin, I'm going to sign off now. We're going to let you go. Where you have entirely too many podcasts. Where would you point people to reach out to you, say, hey, ask you a question, follow along with your own journey?
So two different ways, two of the best ways. Number one, Master Passive Income podcast, also masterpassiveincome.com. I'm usually on there all the time. And the podcast is a weekly podcast and successfullyunemployed.co, not .com, but .co. Both great ways. Either way, you know, either site masterpassiveincome.com or the podcast or successfullyunemployed.co or the podcast as well. But I'd love to reach out to everybody. And you know what? It really hit me. The last time you were on Success When Employed, you said, hey, if anybody has actually got through this entire episode, you're here and we want to give you something just for being such a great audience. Let's do this. I want to do this challenge that you did this on my show. If somebody wants to email both you and me and just say, hey, I listen to the show. I really appreciate it. Or just say, hey, give me my free download. I will literally send you a couple things. I'll send you my book, How to Quit Your Job with Passive Income, or sorry, How to Quit Your Job with Rental Properties. I will give you my PDF version and the audiobook version of it and my free course. I'll literally give you all three of those if you reach out and you say, I'm taking action, just like Pete just said. And so, Pete, I know you have something you probably can give them, but I will literally give that to you. And I would love to help you out.
I love this. So what's your email, the public email you want to give out here?
Dustin@masterpassiveincome.com.
All right. So D-U-S, Tin, T-I-N, Dustin spelled the normal way, in my opinion, but there's some crazies out there. Dustin@masterpassiveincome.com, right? And go ahead and copy me on this because I want to see this. If we get less than five responses, I'm going to be disappointed. I'll just be honest with you. Audience, Blog Tribe, listening, I'm going to be disappointed. Don't do the bystander effect either. I'm a sociology major. I have a degree in sociology. I got to talk about the bystander effect. Not everybody's going to do it. So it has to be you. Listen to this. No. Dustin@masterpassiveincome.com. Pete@doingblog.com. Yeah, send us an email with an emoji. The email must have an emoji in it, else you're disqualified.
Love it.
Well, Dustin, thank you so much for coming on, buddy. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me on, Pete.
Alrighty, Blog Tribe, thank you for listening to that chat with Dustin. Here are just one or two of my takeaways from this episode. Numero one, what is podcasting for? Yes, if you've been following me for more than a week, you realize I'm kind of on this bender recently talking about podcasting, and I think a lot of people get it mixed up. What is podcasting for? It's not specifically designed for acquisition, like SEO or pinning stuff on Pinterest or even YouTube SEO. It's not specifically designed for acquiring new fans. There's a little bit of that. People do search on Apple Podcasts or in their podcast apps. People do check out new podcasts based on recommendations from their friends or coworkers or spouses, or that's like the primary way that people tend to discover new podcasts. But again, the medium isn't specifically for that. That's not what podcasting is for. It's for something a little bit different than the blog. And you can do these on a blog too. You can build trust with an audience. Of course you can. You can build authority. Yeah, of course. Absolutely. I'm not saying you can't make money, but podcasting is a little bit different. It's for getting clients. It's for building relationships with influencers. It's for building the know, like, and trust factor for your audience. So whether that's launching products or selling affiliate products or starting up a new medium like a blog or YouTube or something different, starting a new podcast, starting a new business, all that stuff, it is for building more brand loyalty and building just true fans. Quote unquote, Kevin Kelly, true fans. It's a medium well suited to do that. That, in my opinion, is probably the highest benefits of podcasting. Connections with other influencers and or clients, like we talked about in this episode with Dustin, and increasing loyalty from your fans. Takeaway number two, also related to podcasting, of course, it doesn't actually have to be that difficult, especially in 2020. I know you've heard me preach about this. I've done several YouTube videos on this recently. It didn't actually have to be that hard. And it is a skill. Like anything else, like you're starting a blog and have to learn WordPress and you have to learn themes and you have to learn this and that and plugins and yada, yada, traffic, SEO, Pinterest, all these other things. Podcasting is the same way. You do have to learn how to talk on a microphone, how to craft a good show, how to edit. Yeah, even with modern tools, you have to learn one or two tricks. You have to get that under your belt. But as you discover more tools, hashtag buy podcast, and I'll just show you exactly how to do all this stuff. But even if you don't buy, you will figure out the systems to make it more efficient. You will figure out the systems to make podcasting more efficient. And if you can do that, which most creator podcasters do at some point, hashtag buy podcast, and you'll be one of those people, it will absolutely give you a high ROI. Done. Boom. Mic drop. Actually, I'm not going to drop my mic because it's a $350 high LPR 40. So I am actually going to, in the takeaways, I'm going to give you another call to action here. Not to buy Podcourse. You're more than welcome to do that. Podcourse.com, hashtag promo. No, I have a full free webinar training at the end, I'm gonna just gonna tell you straight up front, Blog Tribe, I do pitch Podcourse at the end of it, 100%. I'm not gonna stop doing that either. But you don't even have to make it that far. I don't care. I bring my A game in this free training. Go check it out. doyouevenblog.com/podcast-training. Podcast training with like a little hyphen in there. It's also on the homepage. You go to doyouevenblog.com. I'm going to link it up right now. It's a free webinar. It's on repeat, by the way. It's an evergreen webinar. You can just choose the time that works best for you. I'm going to breeze through the basics of podcasting. And you're going to walk away from that webinar with you're going to be motivated. Let me just tell you, because you're going to understand how it can be simple and, dare I say, easy at times. doyouevenblog.com/podcast-training. There you go. Whew, okay. Other than that, I shall leave you for today. Thank you guys for listening. I really do. You know, I haven't actually expressed this in a while, but I really do appreciate you listening to this podcast. I really do. If you like it, feel free to leave me a rating interview on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. That's all I can ever really ask. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you, and I'll see you later, Blog Tribe. Adios.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.